ahead of us throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Employers value workers who demonstrate loyalty, a positive attitude, and a willingness to work hard. In Ventura County, we are fortunate to have a remarkable, although often overlooked, group of people with those attributes, and that is people with disabilities. Here to talk about the business benefits of hiring people with disabilities are Patty Schultz, CEO of the ARC of Ventura County and a member of the WIB. Also, Cheryl Strebe is here, Human Resources Manager at Implantec Associates, a Ventura-based manufacturer of facial and body implants. Ladies, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to have you with us this morning. So, Patty, let's start off with you. What does the term disability mean when it comes to the workplace?
Well, thanks for having us. Disability is defined as an impairment or a condition that substantially limits life activities. But at the ARC, we start really at the complete opposite end of that spectrum. We're really working with people's abilities, their strengths, their best traits, their interests. And so when you start from that strength-based perspective, you always have a better outcome in employment.
Kind of a shame that we start off with thinking automatically, what can't you do?
Right.
And that's that makes it awkward for that person.
It does.
I think a very weird position to come from. So what can't you do? Rather than, you know, really looking at their strong points and what they could do to help your business. Now, Cheryl, hiring people with disabilities, how is that good for business?
You know, you're already doing it. Employers have people with disabilities. They just haven't been identified and classified by organizations like ARC. Myself, I wear two hearing aids. That's a disability. So if you get over the perception of what a disability is and realize that they're everywhere, then it's easier to look at it and accept these people into your workplace.
That's remarkable. So, and may I ask, as far as worrying was this, because my mom had scarlet fever when she was very, very young. She was born in 1920, and she had hearing issues for her entire life. It was part of her life. And so you've obviously worked through this and with this for your entire career.
Well, I was lucky. They found out my issues young, and I actually, in junior high, had lip reading and sign language classes and mainstream in school. So at De Anza is where I learned those things. And, I've managed to make things happen for myself in spite of a little problem that I have.
But when I had my paper out as a child, the last woman on my route had a real hearing impairment. And one day, just a little kid, she said, just look straight at me when you talk. And it was so odd. But, she was another person who, this is going back to the late 60s. That is remarkable. So, Patty, tell us all about the ARC of Ventura County.
Well, the ARC is a private nonprofit established over 60 years ago in Ventura County. And we serve currently about 700 people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, all adults right now. About 60 of those folks were serving in employment services, but there are many, many more who want to work. And we think we have a great niche to fill in the business community. We have people who don't need full-time work. They don't need health insurance benefits. They have that safety net in their life already. So they come to want to work because they really want to work. They want some extra spending money, for sure. But they also want the pride and self-esteem that comes from having a job. So we're hoping to hook up with employers who have those part-time jobs, maybe a couple hours a day, a couple hours a week, 15 hours a month, or even more hours, who would take a chance, work with us to find the right person for the right job. And it's a win-win all the way around.
Well, Cheryl, when Implantec first considered working with the ARC, did you have concerns?
Yeah, definitely I did. We're a medical device manufacturer at Implantec, and we're one of the largest manufacturers of facial implants in the world. We sell everywhere. And we're regulated by domestic and international regulatory bodies, ISO, FDA, things like that, subject to audits and inspections. I was worried how bringing somebody in who maybe didn't understand our procedures or processes was going to throw a wrench in our systems and we would have issues in an audit. So that was a big concern for me. Plus, how would people receive somebody that was looked different than them? That was my initial ignorant perception. Once I started working with ARC, I realized that they have a whole system set up. One, they have the job coach. And the job coach provides the tool that you need to bring these people in and have them work seamlessly in your organization.
Wow. So, Patty, how do you work with employers to ensure a successful hire? That's difficult in any situation. So how do you do that?
It is. It's for any employer. For us, we employ people, too, so it's always difficult. But we approach it in the same way. With the employer, we really want to get to know the business, the jobs, and the tasks. If we can get right down to that task, we already know the people that we're working with. We're seeing them every day, and we're assessing their abilities and their strengths. We're asking them what makes them happy. And so we can take that preliminary position of recruiter for the employer and a job search specialist for the person and sort of be the intermediary there and introduce candidates to the employer. They still have a choice of who they hire. We're just paring down the candidates. And then, like Cheryl was talking about, when they start working, they really come with a lot of support behind them, a full-time job coach. We start in almost every case with 100% job coaching. As the person learns the routines and the tasks of the job and everybody's feeling comfortable, that job coaching starts to fade. But we never go away. We're always there. We're ready to support. Even before this person starts, if there are questions about working with people with disabilities and their own workforce is a little uncomfortable, we can come in and do some disability awareness training, talk to people, you know, answer those really frank questions about working with people with disabilities. That's our role there.
And so, Cheryl, how have Implantec employees responded overall to the partnership?
It's amazing. Just like any other coworker, you develop friendships, and we've actually bonded with the couple people we've had. One of them who had to leave after 11 person now and really enjoying it.
Wow. So, Cheryl, let's stay with you on this one. What is your advice to employers who might want to help open doors to people with disabilities?
Just remember, every hire is a challenge. It doesn't matter whether they come from ARC or not. You don't know what you're getting. And with ARC, the nice thing is they provide that training, they provide the job coaching, and it's going to be a lot simpler than you think.
And Patty, same question.
You know, give us a call. Ask those questions. Be perfect.
Years, everybody wanted to throw a big party. The employees themselves pitched in, got him an Amazon gift card for a few hundred dollars. The company got him a watch. And we still miss that person. But we have a new person that was provided to us within 2 weeks. We had a new person filling that position. And we're just developing a new relationship with that.
Be frank with us. Talk to us about your business. The people we support, our workers, they don't want special treatment. They want an opportunity. That's all we ask.
And, you know, Rich, one of the first places that I realized this was going way back, Moorpark College was one of the big innovators when it came to access for people with needs. And this goes, boy, way back to the early 70s when you didn't see things like wheelchair ramps, when you didn't see something as simple as a paper cup next to a water fountain. And people initially didn't do the math. Why do you have to have this? Because you remember how things were placed in the old days, if you will. And it was one of the first times, you know, elevators were everywhere and the access. And as a young student going into college, it was the first time I thought, you know, this is nice the way everything can work together. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, get more information, what would they do? How would they reach you?
Give us a call, 805-650-8611. And our website is thearcvc, like Ventura County, .org. TheArcVC.org.
Thank you very much for coming in this morning. Great information. To learn more about working with the ARC of Ventura County, you can visit that website at www.arcvc.org. That's www.arcvc.org. And for information about opportunities for job seekers and employers in Ventura County, go to the WIB website, www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it's 852.
Now, the key.